End of day the two away. Tuesday night. Sorry, Wednesday night. How about Yossimo?
Right, good evening. Just a quick trailer. Yesterday I was sitting in Chodosh yesterday, and there was a younger man sitting next to me that his phone ran out of charge and it was off. And he wanted to charge his phone. Right? Now just under his seat, he spotted a charger which was tucked just behind the safer, and he wanted to sort of use the charger underneath the table. There's a little slit. Yeah, there's a little like table thing that you just underneath. It's not even closed up either side. It's actually both sides are empty, so you can see it just hanging, dangling down. And he wanted to, so to speak, use the charger just for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just till his phone gets extra charge, so he's able to use his phone for the next hour or whatever. Just there. What would he say? Would he say he'd be able to use it?
No. Put it away.
Now, let me ask you this question. If let's say we're sitting here and you need to write down something very quickly, you need to write out a check, you need to write down a reminder, and you see that there's a pen right next to you, a regular pen which costs 20 pence in the shop, 25 pence in the shop. Can you use the pen for that second? Can you use it just on the place where it is? Right. You would say you can. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you can only use someone else's item when there is almost absolute that he's going to allow. So it's almost all across the board. No one's going to be makpid when you have a simple, cheap pen to use it for in the right place, in that place, for a few seconds, and you leave it on the table where it was. Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's okay, and based on that, the poskim want to say it's okay. You'll see Be'ez Hashem this week, Chukei Chaim, he'll mention this point that you can take a pen if it's on the place, use it a little bit. It's a very cheap pen. You'll be able to see that it's mutar to use, because Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's only when you haven't got this certainty, when you can't say, it's only, you have to be able to say with certainty that, across the board, no one is bothered if you use a normal cheap pen. Very nice. But when it comes to a charger, it's not so clear. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, unless you're certain, or nothing's going to depreciate in value, the item is not going to depreciate in value by using it. Right. So as long as there's no wear and tear item, then that's one of the simonim that he's not going to be makbid. Now, it's not always the case, because you can have something like a charger, which it come out doesn't go down in value, does it?
Yeah, the wire.
But the wire, so you can see that it's not exactly foolproof, this loshon, that it's not going to go down in value. The maisa is, it seems to be that people are makbid against using a a charger. It's just really something, it has to be more certain than the charger. We discussed it in Koilel. It seems the Olim are agreeing that it has to be something more than a charger. A charger already, some people are particular, they're scared that maybe the wire will get stuck, he might not return it. A pen, and it's right there, and he's just using like that. Yeah, so then they're happy to say it's okay. It's based on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. There has to be a complete certainty that Yenim doesn't mind.
It depends where it is. I was in an air once, and I saw a plug in the wall.
In the wall.
And it wasn't charged, it was with plug. And I have my phone in that plug.
What would the Olim say there? That's an interesting one. Can we say that in that case, that's similar to a pen? Can we say that similar to... That might be better if it's right there, and now you want to put it in just for a few seconds. Oh, the electric is a different shayla. That's another shayla. But the choya, I'm sure, would you agree to Rav Simcha's case? That's a bit better. That's more similar to a pen. It's there. He's not taking it away. That could be a lot better. That could be similar to a pen. It has to be that you're able to say the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav is. There has to be that you're comfortable to say Kemat no one's makbid. That could be a lot better. That could be a lot better. Okay, we'll leave it open. Just the interesting thing about the charger, the Choyah was also for him to use the charger in that case. Just always kedai to take into mind Hilchas Kaneva. Oh, this is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rav. You can only use it Elim Ken Yadua Bebirur Shlo Yakbid Olav Bala Chifetz Oy Shul Dova She'en Derech Kol Bani Odom Lahakbid Olav Klal Bipnei She'en Chashash Hefzed Vekilkul Klal. Because there's no Chashash Hefzed Vekilkul Klal. I guess if it's underneath, the table and people are scared you're going to move it around, that's already more of a chashash that people might be makrid. Let me ask you such a shayla.
If you see a pen and he's got his name on it, he's definitely on the desk. It shows that he wants his pen back by putting a name on it.
Yes. If it's a simple pen, it could be just wants to identify it, because everyone's got the same pens, so it maybe wants to identify it. It's loved after the hakpoda. It could well be, if it's just a quick scribble, people nowadays, they don't usually mind. Let me ask you such a shayla. We know that there's a halacha, that if you have eggs, or if you have garlic, or onions, either of these three vegetables, egg is not actually a vegetable. Okay, so you got egg, onion, and garlic, which are peeled, and they're left overnight. Completely peeled. None of the shell is left. If it's left overnight, it's a state in Gemara, that it's not so gushmak. Says the Gemara Nida in Yudzayin Amad Aleph, Rashbi Oima, Omer Rashbi. Ha'oichel beitza kelufa, someone who eats a beitza, a peeled egg, sha'ovah ha'layla, mischai b'nafshay v'domah b'roshay. The Gemara is not so happy about that. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, look in the Rambam, you don't find such a halacha brought down. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, wrote a sefer on Likutei Halachos. He wrote a sefer on Masechtas Nida, on a few random Masechtas. And on this Gemara, he says, I haven't found it in the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like this. But Afilahochi, even though I haven't found it brought down in halacha, we have to be machmi like this halacha. And like we tackle, find the Shulchan Aruch writes it, and the Ben Ishchai writes it, all makbid on this halacha. Now, it's very, very common that with restaurants specifically, they have this shayla. What they do is they peel eggs, right? Or they would shell onions, and they would, shell eggs and peel onions, okay? And what they would do is they would peel the eggs. They'll peel the eggs after Nacht. So let's say Nacht is 9 o'clock. They'll peel eggs, they'll have someone peeling eggs, maybe through the night, even a couple of hours, at 10 o'clock, after Nacht. And now the shayla is the next day, they want to know, can they use the eggs, which has been peeled? Does it have to be that it's been left over a complete night? Or even if it's been left over night, just a little bit, a few hours, yeah, you can have the shayla at home. A person at night, right, or let's say this afternoon, he peeled the egg, shelled the egg, and it comes to tonight, he goes home after Maariv, and he wants to know, can he have the egg?
It's commercial, it's okay.
Oh, very geschmack. So you can see there's two shaylas. Let's first discuss a person at home. Person at home, he goes home tonight, and he sees on the table, he's got a shelled egg, peeled egg, right? He's got a peeled egg. So the shayla is, when he comes home tonight after Maariv, can you have the egg?
Yeah, definitely. One or two hours to shoot.
But it's already into the night.
Oh.
The Maisa, the poskim on this shayla, the Divrei Yatzev, he's got Shuvah, and he wants to be Mekel, that has to be the entire night that it went through. But here comes the shayla, listen to this. Okay, so if a person tonight comes home and he sees the egg which has been shelled, which has been peeled, okay, which has been peeled, the halacha is you're allowed to eat it. Listen to this chap. Tonight, in a bakery, they'll start peeling the eggs at let's say 11 o'clock, and they can use it throughout the night. They can use it throughout the day because it hasn't passed through a whole night. When it comes to tomorrow night, can they use it tomorrow night? All the way up to Lalois. Can you use both? Can you say both parts of the system? You want to say, look, you've started peeling the eggs into Nacht, so now you can use it the whole night and the whole day, and then you also want to use it into the next Nacht. This is where the shayla is very common. Shayla, they want to use the peeled onions. They want to use it. They want to use it. They want to start into night, and then use it the whole night, the whole day, and half of the next night. Again, so over here, the person was still okay with that. And Betziruf, or Abzal mentioned before, this comes from the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe had a whopping chiddush. Igros Moshe writes very clearly in Tshuva. He says that when it comes to commercial use, when it comes to a bakery restaurant that wants to peel eggs, he says that this whole halacha doesn't apply. He wants to tell that this whole halacha only applies when it comes to a person at home, where he's about to eat an egg. He somehow doesn't end up eating the egg. Of them is gazok kavoyin, you can't eat it. But if the tsura of you peeling and shelling the eggs is in a way that, on a big scale, that it's not as if you're going to sit down now to it, you're doing it on a big scale, the Ramosha had the chiddush to say, doesn't apply, this halacha doesn't apply. So, with these two tsurufim together, that mixas alayla, and even the mixas of the next layla, together with the fact that it's commercial, there the postman are happy to say that it's okay to rely on, and that would be okay to use eggs. Again?
The prior person who did the book deal with 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So, and I leave it open all night.
Right. Wow. So that's a okay, because it's only mixas alayla.
It has to be a whole night.
So it has to be a whole night. Exactly. Someone went to the beer. It has to have passed. It has to be peeled the entire night. From Shkia till, I guess, from Nacht, that way around, all the way till the other side. Okay. Next Shaila, I have for you. This is very, very interesting to Nikuda. I was sitting in the Beis HaMidrash once, and there was a Chavrusa learning together in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun Aleph. Very interesting Nikuda. And one Chavrusa said to another Chavrusa, he said, have you seen this bialocha? Have you seen how sharp he gets about cutting hair? In this week's parasha, we have the parasha of Lisa Kifa, Pas Reishchem, of cutting the side bones. That you have to make sure not to cut the side bones too short. And the bialocha is very marach about it. He says, agav, that we're talking about cutting hair, I want to be maskis something which haraba nechsholom bazeh ba'avinisin rabim. And they went through the bialocha, and the bialocha really puts it down, really sharp, and he says that people don't know this halacha, we have to make sure not to cut the side bones, you can't cut it, and he's very sharp about this halacha. And so, I was sitting right in front, and they said, have you seen this bialocha? The bialocha is very sharp, very, very sharp about making sure not to cut side bones. I said, that bialocha is the biggest makel on Hilchas cutting your side bones. What do you mean? He's very, very. He says, "Agav darilon beinat tasperis." Why we're anyway talking about cutting hair on Erev Shabbos? Roisi lahaske inyan echad masha eza me'amoyin nechshalim boivabim ba'avinisin rabim. People are nechshalin it, and because they don't know that you're not allowed to cut your hair of the side bones. This the side bones is part of the peyas harosh. And listen to this lashon. He says because there's machlokes rishonim when it comes to cutting the peyas. If someone were to take a scissors and cut all his peyas off, there's nothing wrong in halacha. The peyas that we have is more pikabol in halacha. This peyas that sticks out, there's no real, it's not coming from a halacha point of view, it's coming from more a kabbalah point of view. But how close up to the skin can you cut your hair of the peyas? This whole area, how close up can you go? Including the side bones, this whole area, how close up to the skin can you go? Major machlokes rishonim. According to the Chochmas Adam, according to the Tosfos, according to this bialocha, you're allowed to cut, this whole area could be cut, almost until it's flat. Almost until it's flat. Listen to this bialocha. Okay? We know that you can't cut it, it's got to be at least 5 millimeters, a half a centimeter. That means we all get busy with the trimmers to make sure that's not more, it's not less than 5 millimeters. We have number 2, number 3, depends which trimmer you have. To make sure that you're not cutting the side bones less than 5 millimeters, a half a centimeter. Because we know that halacha is that you have to make sure that there's hair enough. Kedei lokuf roshele ikre means that the hair is long enough that you'll be able to grasp the top of the hair and bend it to go to the source of the hair, to the root of the hair. So if you very carefully pick out one of the hairs and turn it round to the ikka, and that the poskim say, the gedder is the length that it grows in 7 days, there's Mavoi in the Gemara Nazi, and in 7 days the poskim want to say it's 5 millimeters, which is a half a centimeter, that's how much you have to leave. Okay? So we know that none of this area should be cut smaller than 5 millimeters. You'll see that people are very makpid to make sure that this is longer than 5 millimeters, which is about size 2 or size 3 on the trimmers. Now, let me listen to you, and I want you to tell me why the Mishnah Berurah is completely, completely the biggest kula that you'll ever find. Listen to this halacha. Listen to this. Listen to that. I'm going to get the punchline over here. Listen to this. V'yesh oimrim, de pa'as horosh chomor, oid, okay. Da oiva al halav afilo imavir b'misparayim ke'entar. Because cutting the area of the side bones is your oiva, even if it's misparayim ke'entar. Da hainu, somach lebesorei. If it's cut, somach lebesorei. Okay, that's basically the punchline. The Madaik from the Bialocha that he held, that as long as it's grown a little bit and it's not flat, the Bialocha held, there's no Issa. Which is a massive kula. So he's got a whole Bialocha to say that you can't cut the side bones like when you trim to make it completely flat. But really, he's ending up saying a massive kula which the Chasam Soif Farukil Ega no one agrees with. So it's very interesting that when it comes to, this week we've got the parasha of Leisakifa Pas Rechem, it's a mamash interesting why Mishnah Berurah took such a kuladiga stance on this halacha, and he says that you can actually go come out to the skin, you can even do number one, you can even make sure that it come out nothing, but Lemaisa, the posim of Mahme, you'll see the Chasam Sefer, and the Bikiv Eger's Mahme to make sure it's at least a half a centimeter, which is 5 millimeters. We just have to finish off with this one of the titles that we started out with, which is the scooter. This is one of the shilas that is quite an offense, quite common shila, that children want to play with scooters, with bikes on Shabbos. And the shila is it mutter to allow a child to play on a bike and to play on a scooter? Maybe what about roller skates or roller skates mutter? And the poskim say, really, there shouldn't be much of a problem with riding a bike, as long as there's the eruv. So what should be the problem riding a bike? What, the chashashim, or you might be masakin? In fact, the Rav Ponim, the Ben Ishchai, he wrote a tshuva, initially when he was younger, he wrote a tshuva to say it's okay. You're allowed to ride a bike on Shabbos. What issa could there be? Lemaisa, he was choyza. And the poskim, 200 years ago, came together and they said, that's a zilzul, it's a chashashim, might go out of the tchum, all these, like, call it shallow chashoshes. The Meister together, everyone said it's a bit of a zilzul to use a bike and a scooter and a roller skates on Shabbos. However, let's define it very clearly. It's only on a type of bike scooter which you would typically use to transport yourself from place A to B. Right, when I was in school, I used to sometimes go to school with a scooter. A scooter even has suspension on the front. It was like a sophisticated scooter which you can go 1 or 2 miles without a problem. It's not a bidiyavet, it's a lachatchila to get from place A to place B. Well, nowadays you see outside, everyone's got these electrical scooters, okay, obviously not on Shabbos, but you see, to get from place A to B, a bike, an adult's bike, is for sure to get from place A to place B. It's not just something to go up and down a cul-de-sac. When it comes to a child's bike, and a child's scooter, especially when the wheels are made out of gummy and made out of rubber, there the post can say it's not included in the gezeira. There's no chashashi might go outside the eruv and everything. It's only where the bike is used to get from place A to place B. Really, an older bike. But when it comes to a child's bike, a size age 6, age 7, where he doesn't use the bike to go to school, he wouldn't take it to school. It's not something that, it's a sort of bike that you only use from up and down the road. A buggy would be okay. It's only a sort of thing where it's a way of transport that you go on something, and then when you go on something, you travel somewhere. That's when the chashash is that you might go achos l'tchum, might be masakel, but it's only on types of things where you typically go from place A to place B. It's not something which is a small bike which is used for up and down the cul-de-sac, that would be okay. Okay, Mr. Shem, next week after the Mopshach. Go ahead,